Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Alandari, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Hope Hickerson, and I'm a health education specialist and reporter. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health education expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy.
For more information about Noise Filter, your public health podcast, and to watch and share our incredible informative animations, please visit us at noisefiltershow.com.
And if you like what you hear, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. So, let's get started.
A scientific breakthrough in using organoids to study the human brain. Organoids have gained a lot of attention in research recently. Organoids are essentially tiny 3D tissue cultures that are derived from stem cells. They're cultured into organ specific. So what does that mean? Stem cells are cells that divide indefinitely and have the ability to produce different types of cells. For example, organoids can be made to replicate liver cells, brain cells, skin cells, etc.
These organoid systems provide an exciting new model for studying human diseases using human cells. One of the exciting applications of organoids is that they can be grown to resemble different parts of the human brain, such as the cortex. However, up until recently, a major obstacle for developing these neural organoid tissues was that they were unable to mature properly in vitro, meaning outside of a living organism. But researchers out of Stanford University have just overcome this obstacle. These researchers have successfully transplanted these human neural organoids into the developing cortex of rats. More importantly, these transplanted human organoids were actually able to influence the rats' behavior. This finding opens up a whole new arena for studying human brain development, maturation, and disease.
The process of transplanting human organoids in animals is known as xenografting. In this case, xenografting the human neural organoid into the developing rat cortex provided this growing organoid the physiological support it needed to mature and become functional. This is not the first time this has been done. In fact, human intestinal organoids have been also implanted into rodents with great success. It is the first time, however, that brain organoids have been successfully transplanted.
For the neuroscience community, this study is a huge deal. The ability to produce mature human neurons that are able to integrate and influence the behavior of the host provides a new mechanism for studying neurological disorders that previously have been difficult to understand. This also provides a new mechanism for testing different drug therapies for human neurological diseases on mice before testing them in humans.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And I can see applications in a lot of neurological disorders, especially that affect humans as they age, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and these sorts of things. And possibly even people who've had, you know, injuries, either, you know, direct blows through the head, repeated concussions, let's say, or just, you know, terrible car accident where they hit their head, and or I can see spinal cord injuries as well. Mm-hmm. So certainly I can see why the neuroscience community sees this as a huge deal, and we'll continue to follow the story, obviously.
Why people experience deja vu. Philosophers, neurologists, and writers have long puzzled over the phenomenon known as deja vu. Deja vu is the feeling that you have experienced the exact same situation before. Experiments were conducted by a new research team to test hypotheses about deja vu's possible mechanisms.
The conclusions of the research suggest that spatial resemblance is a contributing factor to deja vu. The deja vu experience could be triggered by the layout of the scene, including the placement of furniture and the specific items within the space, mimicking the layout of a different scene you've encountered previously. The Gestalt familiarity hypothesis notes that if a previous situation with a similar layout doesn't come to mind, you may still be remembering it on a subconscious level, invoking a strong feeling of familiarity with the current situation.
To test this idea, the research team used virtual reality to place people within scenes. With this technology, the team was able to manipulate the environments the volunteers were set in. Some scenes shared the same spatial layout, while other scenes were distinctly different. The goal was to allow the team to study if the test subjects experienced deja vu when in a scene that resembled the layout of another scene they actually were in before, but didn't remember seeing.
The team reported that a deja vu experience is more likely to occur in a scene with the same spatial arrangement as a scene they saw previously, even if they could not recall it. The team also admitted that spatial resemblance is only one possible cause of deja vu, with it being likely that many of the factors contribute to what makes a scene or situation feel familiar.
While this study looked at what can trigger deja vu, neuroscientists have understood for many years the mechanism which makes us feel like we're reliving moments that have occurred before. I hate to tell you, but it's not magic. Rather, it's the result of a slight delay in one of the incredibly complex parts of our brain. Most of the time, our consciousness of a moment and the senses feeding the perceptory data that allow us to experience it occur in real time. But occasionally, the part of our brain which compiles the data from our senses and delivers it as a unified consciousness can stream nanoseconds slower. Meaning that it feels like we already experienced the moment because we literally did in other sensory parts of our brain. This makes the corresponding experience of the present feel oddly like it's our second time living it.
Wow, that's insane. All right, so the deja vu phenomenon has puzzled people throughout human history. Of course it has, right? While there is still work that needs to be done in order to figure out the exact intricacies of a deja vu, we now have a better understanding of one mechanism that can launch us into these really interesting experiences. So, Graham, so many really interesting things to say here. So I want to hear your thoughts first.
I think I am one of those persons who grew up thinking deja vu was magic or even like, you know, because I grew up in a very religious household, like some sort of like gods, you know, like going directly into your life and telling you something important. I love it though when science kind of like reveals these things and like makes us understand how different things that seemed maybe so crazy that they were supernatural actually have a basis in just the way that the world works.
Now, I was actually going to say the same thing. As you know, I'm very open and proud atheist. I'm a Jewish atheist and long ago stepped away from the idea of religion. But what you have is people who say it's faith, right? And this is what they're experiencing. They do experience it, right? I'm not saying that people don't truly feel and they are so moved and taken by it. But it's just a cerebral like trick of the brain, really, is what it comes down to, right? And so you can see here how the individuals who have those experiences, you can see it explained through science.
Definitely. And I guess I'll just finish by saying that while there are still mysteries out there, unknown things, that this is one more we can check off as having a scientific basis.
100%, 100% agree with you.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast, follow us on social media, and leave us a review letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Hickerson, at hopehickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at The Dr. Derry. That's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
To see and share our amazing animations and find out more information about us, the show, as well as links to our social media, go to noisefiltershow.com.
We are grateful to our sponsors, including Access Health Louisiana and the End the Epidemic Initiative, who are working to bring equitable health outcomes to everyone they serve. Hope, any last words?
Stay well out there, folks, and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, health is a human right.